Yeah.
And we're ready. Yeah. I got a new theme song. It's pretty cool. I don't know if you ever heard it. Where'd it go?
I don't know.
There it is.
I've heard this.
Have you ever heard this song before? It was from a show about a guy that was a bartender, and he got a lot of puss.
Yeah.
he scored a lot of puss.
In the 80s.
If Facebook would have been around, he would have got canceled for sure.
Dude, if he was up to what he was up to now, it would be over for that fucker, man.
No doubt, Coach, the original bartender, he was dropping some M-bombs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And when Woody came in?
Oh, Woody.
Woody was from Indiana in the 80s? Come on, dude. Moving to the big city?
I don't remember ever seeing a black person on Cheers.
No, I know.
Think about it. Close your eyes.
I'm thinking.
Zero. But hey.
I'll tell you this big time. Ted Danson, or whatever his fucking Sam Malone, that dude was never wearing rubbers, dude. Ever.
Raw dogging it. He was
a former
baseball player. You ain't covering your back.
Nah. You ain't putting any. That was a show about a man who was spreading herpes in Boston.
Yeah, that's what that was about.
Dude, in the 80s? In the 80s? HIV, dad? Yeah.
I think somebody, Jeff Tate told me, I think he went towards the end, you know, because the show crossed over to the 90s, and I think he went to like a sex addiction thing, like a meeting.
Yeah.
I think he was like, because he was already like a recovering alcoholic. So he just transferred like his need for booze to pussy.
Yeah, you gotta fill that hole, daddy. This song does bang, though.
It does bang.
It goes. You know who should redo this shit?
What?
Fucking Bruno Mars, dude. I bet he'd make it good.
He did like, for the Grammys, they did a tribute to the dead people, and he did Little Richard, and boy, he fucking ripped that shit.
Oh yeah, that's new Little Richard, man. He's Michael Jackson. He's Little Richard. He's like new James Brown. That guy rips.
He does rip.
I love Bruno, dude.
man, it's good to be back here on the Riff Board. We're starting to get
nope. Take two, it's Riff City.
Oh, the Riff City.
Yeah.
I used to have a podcast. It was called The Riff Board, where it was co-hosted by me and my best friend, Dave Waite's friend. Dave Waite's friend would host it.
Yeah.
He was a nameless guy.
Still keeping that a mystery, huh?
Mystery. We also would occasionally have a guy named Dr. Drugs that would stop by. He went to Far Out U. You know? That's right. He went to school. He was like, man, groovy. And I also downloaded this. I was on the World Record Holder podcast recently with Brendan Walsh. That guy is a real hoot. He's a prankster.
It was a good episode. You wore a wig, man.
Yeah, it was a wild shit, and he played this song from another TV show that followed Cheers called Night Court, and here's the theme song.
Oh, yes!
Okay,
this theme song fucking rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
You get in trouble after hours?
Hey, I'll tell you what, for all the listeners, we are fucking rocking right now, dude.
Yeah, dude.
they don't make theme songs suck now, dude. Listen to that fucking sax squeal. Bing, bing.
See, bye, boop. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is this should just be the theme song for Riff City. You're walking around. You're
dude, I know.
You're like, damn, I need. You know, you're walking around, you're going to your big time business job. You got that glass vial of cocaine, you got to get fucking amped for the 70-hour work week.
Yeah, there's no 70-hour work weeks in Rift City, though.
That's
it's
true.
A more leisurely city,
right.
Those cocaine johnnies, they're around. Those money men, we need those guys.
No, we don't. If we could get rid of every banker, we'd probably be a lot better. You know what I mean?
There's no banks in Rift City, dude.
No banks in Rift City. You know what? You just got to have the right vibe to get paid.
Rift City's cash only, daddy.
All right, dude. Here we go. Yeah.
Yeah. This is a good one. This is a better theme song than all of those fucking theme songs.
Man, this is bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that we're like 5 minutes in and we're finally doing the opening.
Yeah, hell yeah. Fuck it. There's no rules.
Riff. Riff.
Riff.
Riff.
Riff. Riff. Riff. Riff. Riff,
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 riff, riff, riff, riff, riff, riff, riff.
What you been up to, man? What you been getting into?
Riding my bike. I was riding my bike.
Ooh.
I was riding my bike when you texted.
You were like, I gotta get off this bike. I gotta head into headquarters.
Yeah, I rode my bike all around Northside today. Saw all the sights.
Man.
Saw dead blue heron by Mill Creek.
Oh, you saw a dead bird?
Yeah.
Man,
it was fucked up though. It was bigger than you would think it was, man. It was huge.
It's like riding a bike, man. You go back to being like a kid. I remember, you know, you'd ride your bike as a kid and you'd see something dead. You come, your parents ask you what was up. You're like, I saw a dead cat.
Yeah. 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 I don't like seeing dead, I don't like seeing dead domesticated animals. That always bums me out, you know? When you're driving along and you see, like, a little cat on the highway, you're like, ah, man, that one stings.
Yeah, yeah. So,
that thing had a name.
You see that poster on the telephone pole, you're like, eee, socks ain't coming home tonight.
Socks is gone, daddy. It's raining, too. You're like, fuck.
No pets die on the side of the road in Rift City though.
No, there's zero pet deaths in Rift City still.
Yeah. Maybe all dogs go to heaven in real life, but in Rift City, dogs live forever.
Yeah, that's true. There's a whole neighborhood of dogs. You know that farm your parents were always like, oh, we took the dog to the farm. That's real in Rift City. There's just a bunch of old ass dogs on a farm.
Just a arr.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
They're like, woof.
Yeah, dude. I can't believe how big one of those fucking birds are though, man.
A blue herring. I might have to look this up here for my edification. Is that the right word?
Yeah, it sure is, dude. I love when you come out with a big one.
A great blue herring. I'm Googling it. I'm going to look at it.
Say edification again and then hit me with that baseball noise.
Edification.
Words. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a big bird to be dead.
Yeah, dude, it was huge. It was on the side of the, you know where Mill Creek is. For those listeners, it's in Cincinnati, Ohio. It's a very polluted, next to train tracks, creek in the hippie neighborhood where everybody's like, we should make it clean. But it's never going to happen. Because back in the 70s, there was a huge car wreck because a guy was running from the cops. Mm-hmm. And he wrecked his car off the highway, jumped into Mill Creek, and the cops stopped chasing him. That's how dirty it is.
Ooh.
Like the guy was super fucked up jumping in the creek. And people are like, yeah, now they want to like ride canoes in there. And you're like, what are you doing, dude?
People love a good creek reference on the Rift City.
Yeah.
Like, not a lot of podcasts are giving creek updates, but we will. We're going to give you some creek updates.
You know what, dude? I would love to give creek updates on this podcast. And I just did. Yeah. First one. Mill Creek update. Still dirty. I think that heron, blue heron got smacked by a damn train, dude. Trains!
Man, You can't laugh at a bird getting hit by a train. That'd be quite a sight, though.
It wasn't that's how it was laid out, though. It was laid out real spread out on the embankment, like it tried to fly away and a train was coming. That's how it looked. It didn't look like it was attacked. Maybe that's it just had a heart attack while it was flying, though.
That's some Looney Tunes shit there.
Yeah, loon.
You know, but in Looney Tunes, the bird would be like splatted out, and then he would still be alive, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, he'd just have like music notes around his head or whatever. He'd have other birds flying around his head.
Other birds flying around his head.
What are you up to? Let me see that. Let me see that gulp of Mexico. You got it?
Oh, no, no. I don't have. I went to Mickle of Donald's today.
Damn, bad boy.
What if they
What'd you get? Tell me.
I got the quarter pounder.
Yeah. You do any modifications or you just get it straight up?
I just get the Diet Coke with light ice. You got to get that light ice.
Yeah, you got to get that light ice. You don't want to water down DC, man.
Well, they'll just jam it full of ice. You're like, dude, am I getting Diet Coke or am I getting ice here? What's happening?
Yeah, am I getting just a little bit of wet ice, brown wet ice?
Speaking of Gulp of Mexico that was referenced on an earlier episode, I'm working on trying to set up a t-shirt store right now.
Oh!
And, yeah, dude, I'm waiting to hear it. I got to get a thing back, and it would be great if we could get a Gulp of Mexico design to I'll throw up it. On.
Yeah, I'll dude. Draw it tonight. Yeah, I'll draw it tonight.
I mean, like I mentioned on the first episode, this podcast really serves one purpose.
Yeah, to sell shirts.
To sell shirts. And I'm in the process of setting up an online store. And once the online store is set up, there'll be a link. And I guess you could put a link in a podcast story. I didn't realize yeah. that. It's come a yeah. long way. So once that happens, I'm going to go back. I'm going to put a link in every episode where you can buy a shirt. You'll be like, ooh, I got that Gulp of Mexico.
Yeah.
Get down to the Gulp.
Oh, yeah.
Get down to the Gulp, bro.
Dude, hell yeah. Will it seem racist, though?
No, I race never even occurred to me in my mind. Well, so I mean, you better check yourself.
No, I'm not checking myself. I'm asking a general question.
What were you going to draw?
Will people think like we're making fun of how it's dirty? You know what I mean? Because it's like going to be a bunch of plastic cups in the water, but that's not what it's for.
I just thought maybe you would draw like something. Yeah, I mean, but that the Gulf of Mexico is mostly in Florida, you know, so it's more of a Florida dunk, if anything.
Ah, yeah, it is a Florida dunk, yeah. And
people love a Florida dunk, you know.
People fucking love a Florida dunk, dude. There's Instagram completely dedicated to dunking on Florida.
I mean, as somebody that grew up in Kentucky, I mean, God bless Florida, because I mean Kentucky used to be the go. It used to be one of the go-to dunks, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It
was always a sexual dunk on Kentucky. Yeah, it was always like, "What'd you do? Fuck your cousin?" That was always the Kentucky dunk.
Sometimes it'd be like maybe you ain't got shoes on or you. Yeah, it was a lot of inbred sort of dunk, but now Florida is just—it's like a vacuum of dunks.
Oh
it's
my
a dunk
God. Vacuum. Yeah, it is a dunk vacuum, dude. Florida is the dunk vacuum, the dunk capital of the United States, Florida.
And so it's been.
Rivals Florida as an area or a territory? Getting dunked on worldwide.
Worldwide? I mean, you don't want to dunk on a country, you know, because that can lead.
I don't know. People dunk on Russia pretty hard.
Yeah, but you don't want to fuck with them, man. They'll come and they'll fucking get in your internet. You know what I mean? They'll be blackmailing you.
I don't want anybody getting up in my internet, dude.
Dude, yeah, they'll get up there. All of a sudden, next thing you know, me and you'll be, we'll be pro Russia.
Yeah.
We'll be dropped. I mean, you know, it depends on the grip, you know, if they're paying, you know, whatever they're paying, you know, I'll be willing to listen.
Man.
I mean, Russia got a TV channel here, RTTV.
Really?
Yeah. There's like, there's some comedians that have like had a show on there. And you're like, all right. You know what I mean? All right.
That's where you should film your next special for RTTV.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. If they're paying.
If they're paying that money, they got to wear one of those track suits.
Hell yeah. Yeah. You wear a track suit. You got like a hat with a hammer and sickle on it. You go up there. You got to do some jokes.
Got to do some jokes. Oh, here we go. This is my Gulf of Mexico song. Here we go. I'm going to hit it. Boom. Added it in there. Can I hear it? Fuck.
Not yet.
This file has already been. No, come on, man. This damn thing.
If anything I've learned from Riff City is that you're going to be 10 episodes deep. You are going to be firing with the soundboard, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're going to be going insane.
I know. People are. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, you're at Joe's Crab Shack.
Set the scene.
Clearwater, Florida.
Yeah.
You got your Big Johnson t-shirt on.
Yeah.
You got flip-flops.
Yeah, you do. Socks.
Sun is setting.
Uh-oh.
Half-priced apps.
Couple beers.
You got a bucket.
Feeling good.
You got a bucket of land sharks. You know, yeah. Jimmy Buffett's beer. Yeah, you got that land shark. And then from across the room, she walks in.
Uh-oh, there she is.
There she is. She's got a tank top on. It says Gulf of Mexico. You're like, what's that?
You're like, oh, you're one of me, man.
Is this girl from Riff City? How'd she end up down here? It's Florida. You start talking. You start doing some meth in the parking lot. Next thing you know,
fucking glass pipe, dude.
Next thing you know, you're stealing an alligator. You're using that alligator to rob a convenience store.
Yeah, you do. No masks.
No mask. You got full Florida on this bitch.
Yeah, full Florida. Damn, this is a Florida-ass Gulf of Mexico song, dude. You're just in the rental car. It's filled with trash. You're kissing. Yeah.
You don't give a fuck. You're smoking in that rental car. You're like,
oh, hell yeah, you are.
Good luck getting that $250 out of me.
Yeah, you're smoking cigars in there.
This credit card's already extended, bitch.
Yeah, dude. This credit card doesn't even fucking work anymore, dude.
I'm smoking darts. The alligator is chewing on a McDonald's bag.
Yeah. It's tore the seats up. It's in the trunk.
We're freebasing a little bit of cocaine.
Yeah. Her hair's all fucking hard. You know? She's got that figure skater from the 90s hair. Her name's like fucking Tabitha.
Yeah. I probably shouldn't play all that. I don't know how that works. If they'll figure out one day that we played a whole song and shit.
I think if you talk over it, I think it's okay.
Yeah.
And also, what do we got? 40,000 listeners.
Yeah. That's a we have listeners problem. We won't cross that bridge until we get listeners. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, there's some podcasts that have run like theme songs to giant TV shows as their intro music for years.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
I remember I was listening to like 5 years ago before I heard that podcast. Have you ever heard of the podcast? It was Home Improvement. They played Home Improvement.
They played the Home Improvement theme?
Yeah, the theme song was Home Improvement. And it was like, and they had like mass listeners. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that was a song by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I mean, if you want to go out and listen to it without people talking over it, I say go for it. I mean, I mean that song is so like Florida that Jimmy Buffett covers it. You know what I mean? He'll fucking he rips that song in concert sometimes. I could have got the Jimmy Buffett version, but I didn't know if we were ready for some steel drums up in this bitch.
Oh, I am always ready for steel drums. Wait, dude, are you a parrot head?
No. But I listen to every once in a while for a goof. You know, if Jimmy Buffett. But the thing is, if Jimmy Buffett covers the song, it's just the same his cover is pretty faithful, except he's going to throw some steel drums on it.
Right. He's got to island it up. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, think of a song that's like pretty popular.
Yeah. And he's got to make it tropical.
It's like ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. He's got to make it somehow tropical. Yeah. I want to hear him redo Buck Cherry, Crazy Bitch.
Ding, 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 ding.
Hey, yeah, that would rock, dude. If he tropicaled up Crazy Bitch by Buck Cherry, I'm in.
I'm all lit up again.
Yeah, I love the cocaine. Yeah, that song.
Those guys had, I mean, they had a dumb name and they looked kind of stupid. But they had
real
two,
stupid.
But they had two bangers.
Yeah.
They weren't a one-hit wonder. They were a double hit.
Yeah, they were double barrels, man, and that was it.
They wrote some Florida-ass songs.
Oh, man. People in Florida are still probably punching holes in drywall to that album, dude. Yeah.
Dude, one time I was in Little Rock, Arkansas. And
Beautiful. And
I was at a club, and I was up there. There's nobody there. And somebody was like, State Fair's in town. Buck Cherry's playing. I was like,
did you go?
No, well, we got the show. That's why there's nobody. That's why nobody's at my show.
That was the excuse.
Yeah, that was the excuse they dropped. They're like, oh, man, State Fair, Buck Cherry's in town. So I get up there and I'm like riffing. I'm like, man, everybody's at the Buck Cherry concert. I'm bombing, just bombing like crazy.
Of course, and then I get up, Buck Cherry.
And then I get off stage and some dude goes, man, I listen to like classic rock radio. I never heard of Buck Cherry. I'm like, I mean, how crazy is Arkansas where I'm like, people are like, I'm like, the problem was that everybody that loved Buck Cherry was seeing Buck Cherry. But I was like, if I can't even reference Buck Cherry and get a laugh, I mean, what am I doing here? You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude.
I'm coming to you. I'm almost essentially, now maybe I'm making, prejudgments on an Arkansas audience, but, you know, Buck Cherry, you know, it's not like I was
shut down your town. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like I was up there referencing, like, because I was like, every time I mentioned Buck Cherry and I wasn't getting a laugh, I was like, come
incensed.
On.
Yeah.
Incensed. Because
you're like, yeah, it's not like you're up there like, so Nietzsche said. Yeah. I mean, you know.
It's not like I'm up there.
You're like fucking Buck Cherry. Everybody knows the cocaine song.
It's not like I'm up there referencing like Built to Spill or They May Might Be Giants or something crazy.
Iron and Wine. Yeah.
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 You know, it was insane. I was just so like, I'm like, you got. Does anybody know, is there any collective, I mean, I guess maybe like country music, and maybe that's my blind spot, you know, if Travis Tritt would have been in town and, you know.
Right, yeah. No, they would have canceled the show. If Tritt comes down, dude, if Tritt's on tour, Arkansas shuts the fuck down, dude. Jackson?
Oh, Alan Jackson, man. He had that mullet. He had that white trash mustache. Oh,
dude,
boy.
Anybody with a blonde mustache is just so sick, dude.
That's
a sick look, man. I love a blonde mustache. Those dudes fucking rock, dude. Because when they smoke too many cigs, they get the like the orange tips, you know? I love that look, dude. That's a real Alan Jackson was water skiing in boots. I'm like, this is my guy, dude. I love that. Talking about getting finger fucked on a creek, dude. Bringing it back to the creek. I mean, my God.
Oh man, do you ever? I don't know if you ever saw this picture. Like, there's a Skyline Chili Parlor. It's everybody. If you've never been to Cincinnati, it's the signature food. It's chili on spaghetti. Some people think it's fucking crazy. I love it.
I love it.
There was the Skyline in Covington, which stayed open late, and that one is a wild place. But they used to have a picture up in the counter, and underneath the glass, it was a picture of Vince Gill. Fucked up. He was like, and it was like, and two of the waitresses next to him, because he must have came in there after a show, blasted. Yeah. He was
drunk.
He probably smoked a little reef, just and then they're like, "Oh, we're gonna get a picture with you." And this is like picture. Like,
yeah, yeah.
And then that picture is just under the glass. That's the thing. I mean, that is the drawback of being famous. Is like you're out like fucked up 3 a.m. People are like, "Let me get your picture," and then you're fucking.
I know. Just, dude, the one in Clifton's got a picture of Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew Broderick at the Skyline, and they both look sick as fuck.
Hmm.
They both look like they both just are like getting over the flu. They both have like red noses and like watery eyes, and they're like, you know, thumbs up in with the waitresses, and it's like, ah, man, leave them alone, dude.
They just got that Hollywood flu. I don't
know. Yeah, nobody knows, but it made sense.
Hey, all right. Well, we hit the mark where we do a little bit of recommendations and.
Oh yeah.
All right. Word of mouth.
Yeah. Word of mouth. Word of mouth.
So today I'm gonna recommend something. It's called the 5-Minute Journal. You do it in the morning and then at night, and you just write down the things that you're grateful for. It's got all these. It's got writing prompt. You can get it on Amazon.
All right, fire one of yours away.
Let's see.
I better be in there.
I'm grateful for my friends.
Okay.
What made today great? I went to Arby's. This is from the other day.
See, I like this. I want to get one now.
Yeah, you just write down things that you're grateful for. And what the science behind it is that you kind of reset your mind to look at the things that are positive in your life. It's not positive thinking. I mean, that positive thinking won't make positive things happen. That's fucking crazy. But if you are like, oh, I'm grateful that my parents are healthy and stuff like that you'll have a better attitude about shit. You just went like, I started doing this about 2019. I met this guy who was a psychologist who studied like positive psychology, and I read his book, and then I got this, and it's like, I mean, you know, I don't know if it's woo-hoo-y or Hollywood, but I mean, a lot of people have gratuity journals, you know, but this just kind of gives you the writing prompts, and it's like, you know, you just wake up, and if you wake up and think about the first thing you do is you think about things you're grateful for, like, oh man, I'm grateful I got a house and shit.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I'm grateful for the weather's nice. It just like puts you start looking like it. If you're like a negative person, you just always are in a spot negative things. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah, dude. Damn, that rules. I'm going to get one. I love that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think they have some knockoff ones on Amazon where people just. Because they, you know, it's just kind of a workbook. This one's like the hardcover one. It probably runs like 20-something bucks. But, I mean, it's a nice, you know, it's a nice cover. I mean, the people at home can't see it. But it's called the 5-Minute Journal. I mean, I highly recommend it. I mean, it's just like you do it. And then it's one of those things where you won't notice it right away. You know, maybe in a month you'll just be kind of, you'll be like, oh, yeah. And if you take account for good things that happened that day, it's just, it's good. Like, you know, I think a lot of people, especially, you know, in comedy, they get something, a cool thing will happen. They'll get a gig or they'll get a TV spot or something good will happen. And then they'll be like, what's the next thing? And you're like,
yeah, That's kind of toxic, yeah.
And you're like, dude, man, why don't you be grateful you got that thing? You know, I mean, right. I see a lot of people that aren't grateful, you know. I don't, you know, when I talk about being grateful, I don't mean being complacent or, you know.
Resting on your laurels.
Resting on your laurels. But, you know, you should take stock that, you know, wow, I did this work and this thing happened, and that's fucking pretty rad.
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah. I love that. That's a good recommendation. Mine sucks.
No,
I'm just kidding. I it's weird that ours are both kind of in the same line, because I recommend, when you wake up, stretching and meditating for 10 minutes. I've been really into positive visualization lately.
There you go.
Doing that. But non-delusional positive visualization. Not like being like visualizing what you would do with $1 billion. That's delusional. Or visualizing what you would do, like how you would walk out on stage at your Netflix special. Like, that's delusional shit. Like, actually visualizing like what it would be like to, you know, ride your bike for 30 miles, what that would feel like when you were done without the pain and all the shit. Like visualizing something you want to say to somebody that you think they deserve and how they would take it realistically. I've been doing these positive visualization exerxercises.
All right.
Because I've been looking for a therapist, but I've been doing this too.
Yeah, I mean, therapy, you know, I recommend it, you know. I think, you know, if you visualize a situation, you know, I think it maybe reduces anxiety and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, I'm not a really anxious person, but I've been doing these positive visualization things for like the things you want real bad, but realistically. Yeah. So when it happens, you're not shocked by it. You know what I mean? Like when the wrong thing or the thing you want, it doesn't matter. Either way, you've like visualized it a little bit into fruition. Nice. Well, this thing's almost 35 minutes. What are we, fucking Joe Rogan?
Yeah, we got to shut this down.
Riff City's closed for the evening.
Yeah, rolling up the sidewalks, bitch.
Yeah.